It was a down year for me, but, you know, I feel like I'm the same person, you know, and only thing I can do is just get better from here, you know, just take advantage of the offseason, you know, just working out, you know, trying to find Matt and Teddy, you know, our quarterbacks, just trying to get in and, you know, just learn the system, you know, just masterize the system, you know, and just keep going forward from here.
What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish this offseason?
I don't feel like it's nothing I want to accomplish. I just, you know, just, like I say, work with Matt and Teddy and, you know, whoever, you know, just the offseason, just pick those boys' brain and, you know, talk to Coach Turner, Zimmer, you know, see how he want things done in this offense and, you know, just take full advantage of that in this little 4 months or whatever, you know, and just take advantage, you know, and just try to, you know, and learn offense, you know, more than I already know it and just, like I said, just take advantage of it.
Do you think you're really going to have to prove yourself all over again? Are you starting from scratch?
I feel like you have to prove yourself, you know, day in, day out. You know, it doesn't matter. Each day, you know, you wake up in the morning, you have to prove yourself. So, like I said, this offseason, you know, it's going to be a challenge for me, you know, and, you know, coming off a bad year like I had this year, you know, and it wasn't good as, you know, I wanted or, you know, fans and, you know, everybody else wanted. So this year, I feel like it's going to be challenging, you know, just coming back, you know, just toning in and trying to get things done.
Did you ever get comfortable with the offense? You keep talking about learning the offense better. Did you ever get comfortable with it?
I feel like you can't, I'll never know, you know, too much of the offense. You know, I feel like you just study and just keep studying, you know, and just, there's always something in the offense you know, we have to improve on. So, you know, I feel like I'm comfortable with it, you know, but I feel like it's some things in the game, you know, I still can improve on in this offense and my game. So, you know, I just need to take care of that.
Can you pinpoint for Darryl why was, in your words, a bad year?
You know, it wasn't a year I wanted, you know, like I had last year. You know, I feel like, you know, last year was a good year for me, and I feel like I was going to come back and capitalize off that. You know, and week one, you know, things was good, but, you know, after that, it started just going down here. So, you know, I blame myself for everything. You know, I just got to take full advantage of the offseason and just get better.
What's your emotions or feelings as you leave here today?
You know, I feel good, you know, going back home to my family, you know, get to see my daughter, you know. You know, I miss her. You know, I haven't seen her in so long. So, you know, just even offsetting, just rest, you know, just spend time with my family. You know, then again, you know, this is my work, so I just got to take full advantage of the day. So I'm feeling good.
Will you spend some time here? Or are you going to try to find wherever Teddy's staying in the offseason, work out?
Yeah, like I say, you know, I get with our quarterbacks, wherever Teddy go, you know, I feel like I'm going to work with him for a couple weeks, you know, and just try to get on the same page with each other and, you know, take full advantage of the offseason. You know, this Teddy first year, my second year. So, you know, year three for me, year two for Teddy. You know, we just got to get on the same page, you know, take full advantage of it.
Charles Johnson didn't even show up here until late September, but suddenly he's, you know, sort of the go-to guy down. What did that tell you as far as what this league is like?
Oh, you know, it really don't tell me anything. You know, Charles is a great guy. You know, I have opportunity, you know, to work with him each day and, you know, and talk to him all the time. You know, he's a good guy. You know, he coming in. You know, he had a real start, you know, his first couple of years, and he coming in. You know, he's showing the coaches he's a good person and a good guy, you know, on and off the field. So, you know, coaches love guys like that, you know, and we all respect Charles around here. And, you know, hope he be here for many years, just like we all hope we be here for many years and get to work with each other.
You talk about taking full advantage of the offseason. What does that look like for you?
Oh, you know, like I say, just resting at first, you know, getting the body healthy, you know, spending time with the family. You know, and just taking full advantage of the offseason, you know, just training, you know, and just trying to get the offense down pat, you know, just learn it, you know, try to take home the playbook, you know, all the stuff we wrote down throughout the year, and just try to learn from that, man. You know, like I said, it wasn't a year I thought it was going to be, you know, it was a bad year for me. So this offseason, you know, it's going to be a challenge for me. So to make sure I come back ready to go next year.
Do you think time away will help? Time away from here will help? And just kind of hit the reset button.
Yeah, I always think time, you know, away from, you know, your job, you know, it always helps you, you know, when you come back, you know. Like I said, it wasn't the year I thought it was going to be, but, you know, next year I'm going to try to be better, you know, do things better for myself, you know, work hard. I have a great work ethic, you know, call Coach Stu, you know, each day just trying to pick his brain and see what they want from his offense.
Cordell, what kind of advantages is year two with Norm compared to year one? You know, getting a second year in the same system as Norv, and you know he's coming back, and how will that help?
I think it'll be full of him. Like I say, in offseason, you know, just get to call those guys. You know, I don't think we really can talk to them as much as we want to, but, you know, just calling them, see what they want from the offense, you know. Coach Zimmer, you know, we already had a talk about, you know, just getting a guy to work with me. You know, we get to learn Coach Coach Turner's offense, how he wants things done. So I feel like that's going to help me out this year.
What do you mean a guy to learn with?
Just like a Teddy or somebody, you know, who know the full offense, you know, Scott, whoever, you know, just work with them, you know, wherever it be. If it had to be in Minnesota here, you know, back in South Carolina, somewhere, just to work with them, just make sure you get everything done how Coach Turner wants his offense.
Yeah, that's what Zimmer said yesterday. I've got a plan for Cordero, but it's up to Cordero. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you?
You know, you hear it just like I hear. You know, he said he have a plan. You know, we're going to try to stick to that plan, you know. And when I leave here, you know, I have to go talk to the coaches, you know, and, you know, just talk to them, you know, about the offseason, you know, and see how they want things, like I say, and see how it's going to go. You know, we're going to take full advantage of that.